You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First one to get in was Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine, good morning.
Good morning, Dom, boys. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing good.
We're so happy that you called. What are you up to today? Anything fun?
Oh, I'm working, unfortunately, right now and trying to catch all the moths in my office and get them out of here.
It was so funny. I walked into the building today, our big giant building, you know, where they have anywhere they could go, and like four of them hit me in the face as soon as I walked in the building today. I was like, ah, you know, yeah. And I'm waving my hands around. And
yes,
they love it people.
Fun.
Yeah. It is funny how Miller moths can make us look like absolute ridiculous
morons.
Fools, right?
I was thinking
waving
that.
Our hands, ducking,
you know,
because
like when we come into our building, Jasmine, it's like we're the only ones here, and I'm like, somebody's got to be watching a security camera somewhere, seeing me, you know,
yes,
flailing my arms exactly. Everywhere.
Yeah, you look like you're possessed by some demon or something like that. So,
yes,
what do you got going this weekend?
Vacuuming them, so.
Oh yeah, and then they leave that dust everywhere, which is just kind of icky.
There's been multiple videos online, Jasmine, of people local here that I've seen with their vacuum attachment out, the big hose on the stick, and then just foom, 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 sucking them out of the windows and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think of those little moths. Like, what a little wild ride that they're going on.
I know. Can you imagine what's going through their head? Like, what the? What the?
What are you doing this weekend, Jasmine?
Well, this weekend I have Shania Twain show on Sunday night. So looking forward to that.
Wow.
And then a kid's birthday party tomorrow.
Yuck.
Yeah. They're going to have over 200 motorcycles drive by. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Whoa. Okay. Well, then
hold on.
That's cool. Yeah. Why are they doing that?
Because the birthday boy, he loves motorcycles, and so they rallied all their friends, and they're pulling through for him. So.
Well, isn't that pretty cool?
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it'll be super fun, I hope. So, and my son also, Major, loves motorcycles and loud cars as well. So,
well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
But I was really calling because I wanted to pick your guys' brain. I am in the process of starting a food truck. So, with my son's friend, his mom's name is Yasmin, and I'm Jasmine. So, I was wondering if you guys had any ideas for food truck names.
Oh, I wish you said Yasmin.
Yeah,
I wish Jasmine it was pronounced Yasmin. Yasmin and Jasmine.
Well, I think it is actually Yasmin. So.
Well, I think you've got it.
It's spelled that way.
Yasmin or just Jasmine.
Jazz and Yaz.
Jazz hands.
Jazz and Yaz. Yaz Jazz.
Yaz. Some with the names because it's very unique.
Jazzy, Yazzy.
What's the food going to be? That's the biggie. What's the food?
So I'm Mexican, Colorado fusion. So he makes a green pozole that's delicious and something a little bit different than just tacos. But
okay, boy, you got us stumped here. Jazz and Yaz is too hard to pass up. Though.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's what I was stuck on too. It was just, do we do cuisine? Do we do tacos?
Oh, so you want something like underneath the Yasmin and Jasmine? Something fusion.
I don't think you need to.
Fusion. You're fusing your names, you know?
The images on the food truck will explain what you're serving. Plus, word will get out. You'll get word of mouth. I think you just want to brand yourselves as Jazz and Yaz or Yaz and Jazz or however you want to do it. And then let that become just because you want to brand yourself.
Who's the better cook?
Yeah. Oh, she definitely is.
Okay,
she
then it should be Yaz and Jazz then. But Yaz first.
I'm the numbers person, so.
Yaz Jazz.
I like it. When is this food truck going to roll out, by the way?
I don't know. It's in the very beginning processes. So we have had this trailer sitting in my driveway for a long time and needs to be built and put together. So,
well, this is cool.
I toyed with the idea of doing a food truck a few years ago and then I didn't do it. I'll tell you what, when you get it going, when we do one of our Dom and Jeremy happy hours somewhere, you'll have to come out and set up outside our happy hour.
Oh, most definitely. That would be amazing.
That'd be really
would that
cool.
be good? Yeah. And then Jeremy and I get 30% of whatever you make that day.
So. Thank you for doing that for us. That's nice of you.
Well, thank you, boys. I really appreciate it.
Jasmine, you're the best. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you guys do.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you being on the show.
That's not a bad idea for us, actually, to do that sometimes, where we're just at a brewery and we just bring in a bunch of food trucks.
Mm-hmm. It's not like it hasn't been done.
I know, but we haven't done it.
Still.
It's not bad.
It'll have a Dom and Jeremy flair to it. Yeah. Here's Jill, who's been patiently holding. Jill, what are you laughing at? What's going on?
It's Yaz, Yaz, and Jill. I'm adding to the food truck.
Are you?
Oh.
Can you cook?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your specialty?
They're going to do like Mexican fusion, so what are you bringing to the party?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You're out.
She's like, I'm just bringing the personality.
Jill, you're just dead weight on this food truck. You're out.
No, she can be the sign spinner. We'll get a Yaz and Jazz sign, and she can spin.
And we got a job for you. Make sure everyone's got napkins and stuff like that.
Yeah, there you go. Refill the sauces. What are you doing this weekend?
That's a ripoff. We are finally going on a family vacation. It's been many years. And we are flying out tomorrow. May not be that exciting, maybe to the whole crowd here, but we are going to the Florida Keys.
That sounds great.
That's cool.
Sounds beautiful.
Well, we have a 16-year-old and a 4-year-old, so there's that.
Well, that's a bummer.
It's a weird time of year to pick to go to the Keys. You think you would go there January, February, March, something like that?
Well, okay, so here's the thing on it. So the teenager just finished school yesterday, and the 4-year-old is finally starting school, so we're kind of like, you know, we don't have that much time left with the teenager. She's going to be a junior, and he's starting in school. Things get more complicated, and we didn't want to go during any busier for summer.
That's so fine. It just works for you. The timing works. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Which of the keys are you staying at? Where are you going to be?
Well, we're staying in Key Largo, but we're going to go down Monday. We're going to go down to Key West to do like it's kind of like an all-inclusive water sports thing. It'll have parasailing, jet skiing, snorkeling, like the inflatable slides and stuff like
that.
Yeah.
4-year-olds love jet skis. This is going to be a good time.
He's afraid to go snorkeling because of the sharks.
Oh, okay. So, sharks love 4-year-olds. This is going to be a good time.
Well, make sure when you go to Key West, you got to make sure you get your picture taken with that buoy, right? The southernmost point or whatever.
Oh, okay. We did the Four Corners and we did the Las Vegas.
Yes.
You got your...
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Do that.
So this is like the southernmost point for the United States of America is there at Key West, and it's got some little buoy thing on the dock or something.
It's a
and
photo
you stand
op.
There and
yeah.
you look like an idiot standing next to
you
it.
You put it on your Christmas card this year, you know, like, here we are. How much is this trip costing you?
A couple bucks.
Come on, you can tell us.
Well, that's the thing, though. Well, you know, you buy things here and you buy things there, so, you know. Because we booked the main part, the hotel, because we couldn't just get a regular hotel, you know, where it has two queen beds in one room. Because the 4-year-old's obviously going to go to bed before we do, and then we don't want to just sit there going.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah,
staring
Jill.
At each other.
Jeremy asked you a question.
Come on,
how much?
Give us a value.
Airfare, hotel, how much is this costing you?
Like a 10 grand trip?
I don't think quite that much. I would say more conservatively was about 5 or 6, maybe.
You know where you can save some money is if you leave that 4-year-old at home with somebody else.
We already paid for him because, yesterday he threw a fit because he was going to put a shirt on that we wanted him to wear. And
we finally just told him, see my previous statement.
Wait until they're like in high school and then they get to go on a family trip.
That kid doesn't want to go.
So then we were trying to soften it. We finally told him that we were going on this trip yesterday morning to soften, you know, his drama of putting on a Superman shirt. We go, well, we're going to go on vacation. We're going to Florida. I don't care. I don't want to go.
I'm telling you right now.
I guess you had to be there.
Change your plans. Get your money back on the airline ticket and leave the 4-year-old
leave
and just go have fun.
Leave the kid at home.
Jill, we love you. We've got to run and take two more calls. You have a great trip, okay?
Bye, Jilly.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
spot on. Man, leave the 4-year old.
Yeah. You can't do all the activities with the 4-year old.
No.
Come on.
Come
chill.
On, people. What are you thinking? Here's Rob. Rob, you'd leave the 4-year old behind, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Come on, you can say it. Don't be shy.
You don't have to worry about saying the right thing. We don't worry about saying the right thing.
4-year-olds are the worst.
Come on, that ruins a vacation.
They ruin everything.
When you take a trip and, you know, it's just you and the spouse, you know, you got to, it's for you guys, and you can't do all the stuff for the kid. I mean, come on, but whatever.
Right. Well, I don't mind them taking the 16-year-old because that's like a rite of passage thing. They become a teenager, that right. They get to go on an adult type of trip. I get that. But four? No.
With the jet skis and the parasailing and the snorkeling.
If it was Disney, okay. I get it. Yes. But not Key West.
I know. Key West, I mean, come on. You got to get, you know, get your freak on. Come on.
You got to get your freak on. That's
that
right,
like you, Rob. What are you doing this weekend, Mr. Freak? What's going on with you?
Well, our daughter moved out about a month ago, so she's got herself this cute, not little, but German short-haired pointer that we get, that's our grand dog, that we get to babysit this weekend. Because she's going to Schnee on Sunday, she's going to some concert at Grizzly Willows tonight, and then they're doing something tomorrow. So, yeah, we get to babysit a grand dog.
Oh, lucky.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and she's fun. I mean, when she came over for Mother's Day, you know, I was in the backyard, you know, throwing tennis ball and stuff, and she's just fun to play with.
Adorable.
She'll be a blast. So.
Leave that dog with that 4-year-old.
Anytime I think my life is boring, Rob, I'm just going to remember this call.
Just remember the word grand dog.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just picking on you and having fun.
We're just
it
bugging
sounds
you, Rob.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Come
really
on.
Nice. You're
what
good.
Do you, what do you do
guy.
For a living, Rob?
I work for, I've called in numerous times and texted.
Yes.
I work for a beer company.
Oh, okay.
And then I got smoked at Boys Against the Girls back in October, the marathon episode, I believe. Listened to you guys forever. I remember you from Y108 back in the day.
Dang,
wow. You know, stuff like that. So,
well, so what beer company?
I've been essentially insulting you for more than 30 years, is what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, what's the beer company? Is it the one everybody's mad at and you don't want to say?
Yes.
Oh.
So how's business?
Fine.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, Rob. Listen, Rob. You're a good sport. You do let us pick on you. We appreciate it. We got to run. You have a great weekend with that dog, okay?
Oh, boy.
What?
Real quick, I have the huge question.
Okay. We're really pressed for time, but what's your question?
I know. Okay. I live in Thornton. Why do you refer to Thornton as where they eat their dead?
Okay, that's a long story. I've had a lot of people asking again. I answer that about what, Jeremy, every 4 or 5 years?
Something like that. It's from
the
90s.
It's a long answer, Rob. Hold on. Don't go away. Hold on.
Let's just move on.
Okay. I will set up a time to explain it for everybody in Thornton again. And it'll be the annual explanation of why people in Thornton eat their dead.
All right.
Okay. We'll do that. Rob, you're the best, buddy. Thanks for being a good sport. Here's Kelly. Kelly, you get to bring it home for us on No Filter Friday. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. And I really don't care about the Thornton thing. I'm good.
Okay, very
fine.
Good.
Good.
You don't have to.
Because where
hear
do
it.
You live? What town are you in?
I live in Castle Rock.
Rock used to be Kegger City, but it's not anymore. So
it's exploded down there, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, all the towns used to have their own little nickname for me, and that was Kegger City. But I come up with a new one for Castle Rock because it's become very
hoity-toity. Yeah,
Castle Rock really has
exploded.
Yeah. It really has. What's going on with you? What's big in your world?
It's the best day ever. I'm loving this weather, and I'm an educator, and today's my last day of school.
Hey, that's great. Do you have anything big planned for the summer?
I'm getting married, and we're going to Italy, so yeah.
Ooh, la la.
Wonderful.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, when are you getting married? What's the date?
It's June 17th.
Very nice. Where did you meet this person?
We met online. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I mean, I think in your 20s, you know, women are like, I want to get married. I can't wait to get married. And then in your 40s, it's more the men that are like, we should get married, you know. We should. And so it's just so
weird. It's because we need somebody to take care of us.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's not a thing. But
good for you.
We get scared.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, that might be it. You're right.
You know, I'm right.
I want to shout out all the educators out there because it's been a long school year and they work so hard.
They really do.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a lot.
It's true.
Yep.
Well, good. Well, it sounds to me like you have a terrific summer planned. Where are you going to be in Italy?
Absolutely. We are going to go all over Venice and Tuscany and the Amalfi Coast. So,
good for you. Good for you. Make sure you do a hike that's called Cinque Terre. Write that down.
That?
It's near Genoa. Cinque, C-I-N-Q-U-E, Cinque Terre.
Okay.
Do the hike. It's an all-day hike through five towns along the Mediterranean coast, and it'll blow your mind. It's so beautiful and wonderful.
I love that. Well, I do laugh every time that Jeremy makes fun of your Italian accent.
I know.
Mama. Hey, if you go to the Leaning Tower, don't do that stupid thing, too, where you look like you're trying to hold it up, okay?
No.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. I actually, personally, I would say take the time that you were going to spend in Venice and do something else. That's just me. It's too touristy and not. It's way overblown.
So iconic, though.
No, I know. Maybe one day just to say you've been there, but Venice is very overrated.
Okay,
there's so much more of Italy that's worth it, though.
We are doing a cooking class in Tuscany. We're going to see Pompeii. So
that's cool. Now you're talking.
That's neat.
Now you got me interested. You know, Kelly, you are delightful. Have a great time and congratulations on your upcoming nuptials.
Yep. Cheers.
Hey, thanks so much. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too. We appreciate you.